Welcome to Unputting the Territory Season 2. The Gator Golf set has been put away and we are in the clubhouse for Clubhouse Games. This week, it's higher or lower. Effectively, where's Bruce Forsyth for Play Your Cards Right? There's Chucky T, Brian Pillman Jr., Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, Anna J, Marco Stunt, Kip Sabian and Sammy Guevara fight out of the number one contendership to challenge John Silver for the Being the Elite Championship. So how are you this week, Dan?
Not too bad, mate. Not too bad, I have to say, though. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. It's been...
I was setting up for the Bruce Forsyth line.
Oh, to see you nice.
I wondered if I was going too subtle.
I thought you were kayfabing these back-to-back recordings.
No, I was setting up for the nice to see you nice. Bloody hell. Oh, well, you tried and failed. Good game.
One of my favourite memories of Bruce Forsyth, in his long television career, there was a pro celebrity golf tournament, and it was like the Ryder Cup style, so it was Europe versus America. And I remember Patrick Duffy from Dallas was the captain of the American team. They were like doing this close to pin challenge.
Right.
And Bruce Forsyth in his 70s/80s, is sort of sauntering towards the pin, and the American team there, I think Meatloaf was on it as well. I can't remember who else. And they were laughing when they saw Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah.
And he got it closest to the pin out of a lot of them.
Oh, what a man. But I grew up watching Bruce Forsyth, presenting and doing game shows like Play Your Cards Right. And I think I caught him on, he was on Generation Game as well, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, yeah.
And then obviously later in life he was doing... AML. Yeah. And, sort of later in life he was doing Strictly Come Dancing. He's. I don't think anybody outside the UK, and well, certain people in the UK younger than a certain age will understand just how big he was, because he was one of those sort of all-around entertainers, wasn't he? He was a, presenter, dancer, singer. I think he even did a bit of acting. He could do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this when we covered Eric Markham on World of Sport about comics of that generation had been through, they'd been on the tour for years and years and years, and they were multi-skilled, and, there were singers and song and dance men and comedians and the whole lot, really.
Yeah, just all trades. Yeah. And good at everything, it's a master of one trade, but no master of them all. So yeah, I'll try my best to sprinkle a couple of catchphrases around and about in honour of old Brucey.
That'd be a Brucey bonus for you.
Yeah. All right, my love, shall we get this on the road?
Superb. So we're in the 19th hole, Dan. Are you drinking?
Of course I am. Making my way through the B52 box. I have a, when I can find it, I've actually got a beer that's from I didn't know they were a brewery. I thought they were a distillery, a Zabrowka. It's a Bison Grass Polish wheat beer, which I believe is a Zabrowka and B52 collab. It's definitely unique. It's definitely interesting. I can't tell if I like it or not at this stage.
Drink more beer.
Well, yeah, it's very fragrant. And I don't know about bison grass, but I can certainly smell something almost lemongrassy in it. It's not got a typical wheat beer taste.
Oh, okay. Which isn't good for a wheat beer? Or is that good? I don't know.
Well, it's good for me because I find traditional wheat beers, when they're good, they're good. But there's no middle ground. So when they're bad, they're terrible. But that is...
I'll often go for a Hoegaarden. If I'm in a pub that doesn't particularly have a wide range, but they do have Hoegaarden on, so they might not have anything I've never had before. But yeah, enjoy.
I'd normally go for a lager over a Hoegaarden, because I've been caught too many times by pubs that don't know how to keep wheat beer.
Yeah.
And it goes south. But that is... It's almost lavendery.
This is a very one-man's meat review of this beer, Dan. You're picking up.
This is the thing, though. It's so unique and so distinct that it's bringing out the best in me. Hmm. Interesting. I still don't know how I'm going to score it, but it gets you talking.
Hmm. Interesting. I know I'm going to score my beer.
Yeah. Is it a Tartarus one? Are you going to score it either?
It's a Tartarus beer. It's Gretel from the Halloween series.
Yes.
And caramel double porter at 8%. It's bloody lovely. I've given it 5 out of 5. You can taste the toffee, you can taste the caramel. But at the end of the day, for people who don't care about the flavours and the tasting notes, it's really nice.
And there's a UTT review.
Yeah. And if you want to drink it, you can log on to tartarusbeers.co.uk, put in the promo code UTTPODCAST15 and get 15% off.
And go to the tap room in Leeds. It's really good.
It is. It is. Yeah. So a shame you can't rate venues on tapped.
Oh, no, there's a thought. Hmm. 1 out of 5. Terrible toilets.
Yeah. Well, several pubs that you go into where the toilets are even attached to the pub.
0 out of 5. Had to walk down the block to the nearby building site to use the port-a-loos.
Yeah. Oh, dear. In Otley, the toilets are across a little path, and they're even further away at the old Dun Cow in Durham. It's like down a little path. And
what kind of puts Weatherspoons to shame.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Dear me. Shall we get into this, then?
We shall. We shall indeed. So, it is a game of higher or lower, the game of kings. It's Chucky T, and we've seen him before, and we've seen him play the cards well in Uno.
Yeah, we have. It'll be interesting. It's another card game, but you don't get anything for a pair here. We'll have to see how it plays out.
Yeah, he's currently known as Lexus King in NXT. It's Brian Pillman Jr.
Loose cannon. You never know which way he's going to go.
Yeah. You've picked two people because this is a large field in all fairness too. It's like the Grand National, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, it is.
Runners here. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and you've picked her simply because she is a doctor, a lady of reading.
A cerebral competitor. Not to denigrate anybody else in the tournament, but you don't get a doctor at being a dumbass.
Yeah. Anna Jay, I believe the progressive AEW are currently promoting her as a fat ass and a bad attitude.
Oh, sorry, that caught me very off guard.
Yeah, that's what TK's got her named as.
Okay. Yeah, I quite like Anna Jay, though, when I was watching AEW regularly. Her and Ty Conti put on a couple of violent matches. I don't know about good matches, but I do like my hardcore wrestling. I know they had a match against one of the competitors was Willow Nightingale. I can't remember who else was in it.
Was Thunder Rosa involved in it?
I can't remember. I'm not even going to try and remember because it was a little while back now. Might be shocking to people, but I've had a couple of beers this evening.
Yeah. Well, it's what this non-stop back-to-back recording of this season's doing to us.
My memory is shit at the best of times.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun though, Dan.
It's a great laugh. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. I always felt with Anna Jay, it felt there was a period when, you know, they could have really pushed her.
Hmm.
Right at the start of when she went to the Dark Order and stuff, you know, she changed a gimmick from she was some kind of magician's assistant or something. And then she got repackaged in the Dark Order, and it felt like she was on the cusp of big things, and then they sort of, you know, I think she got injured, and then she came back and, you know, cooled off a bit. And, you know, I guess a lot of it's to do with timing. You know, it's not just Tony Khan's booking, you know, right place at the right time, but it feels as if there's an opportunity missed there, and it doesn't feel like she's stepped on from that level. She's probably a few steps further back than she was. And then obviously they bring in, you know, all the ex WWE people, and people from Japan, etc.
And then they bring in one, for my money, one of the top three wrestlers in the world in Deonna Purrazzo. Most recently as well, AEW saw that happen this week. As an Impact fan, I'm gutted to see Impact lose such a top talent and cornerstone. But if it means earning a packet, showcasing her talents in front of a wider audience, then best of luck to Deonna. I really hope it works out for her, because I truly believe Deonna Purrazzo is overlooked as one of the top three wrestlers in the world.
Yeah, I don't know. It's taken so long for Toni Storm to find a feat, Ruby Riott to find a feat.
Yeah, that's what worries me.
And to be fair, it's the more gimmick-based stuff that's helped them both. Yeah, what you'll see. I don't think wrestling for wrestling's sake is going to stick out there, because there are a lot of talented women there.
There are, but to be honest, Deonna's very talented in the ring. She holds her own off, you know, outside the ring as well. And if AEW is what elevates that level of her game to make her more sort of well-rounded, then brilliant. I really hope it happens. I suppose I can best compare Deonna Purrazzo to Bret Hart. You know, Bret was probably the best between the ropes, but his big weakness was always on the mic.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing the interviews and whatnot. And that's the same with Deonna. But I wanted to talk about Deonna Purrazzo. Sorry, I got sidetracked. As I said, had a beer.
Well, we don't know how good she is at play cards, right? But Marco Stunt is in this competition. We've seen him floating around the competition. He's obviously been keen to get involved, but I think this may be the first time that he's, you know, stuck his neck forward and actually put his money where his mouth is and got involved in one of these games.
Yeah. Moving on.
Kip Sabian, who was your second choice. Well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Lovely choice. Kip. Lovely, lovely Kip. Purely one of my picks, because I've conversed with him once and he seems like a lovely person.
I think we've seen him in Offset.
I think we might have done for 4GW.
Yeah, I think we have. Now, there's definitely an Offset link there somewhere. Yeah, but it's got to be 4GW, the only company that run it. But, you know, I'm sure we popped into the beer house and got some exceedingly good craft ale and saw Kip Sabian in the time.
I've never been to the beer house in Offset.
Oh, I've been plenty of times. I love it.
I figured you walk in, it'd be like Norman Cheers, like, Rob.
Yeah, maybe. And then you declined to give any opinion on him before, but Sammy Guevara's in the tournament.
Moving
swiftly on.
Because the only word I can think of is a four-letter one that you don't like said on these shows.
Oh, we watched Bob Monkhouse's last stand-up before he died. I think he did a stand-up performance a month before he died. And he invited just other stand-up comedians to watch it. And he was doing proper stand-up comedy, but he was also going through his comedy heroes and why the people throughout his life had been great comedians. And it was really good. But one of the things I loved was he said, I'm from Kent. I'm famously from Kent. And the reason I know it's famously is that every time I'm walking down the street, I hear people whispering under the breath, Kent.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, that's a clever joke. That is a really good joke. But Bob Monkhouse, again, is one of those old school entertainers.
Yeah. He was so quick. And Cousin Chris's granddad, Eric, used to be involved with Keighley Varieties Club. And he said that in the 60s, they had Bob Monkhouse for a two-week stretch.
Oh, wow.
And he said he didn't tell the same joke twice in 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because he used
That's
to
incredible.
Club. Yeah, yeah. Stand up every night, packed house, making up the routines as he went along.
I tell you what other podcast can you go from Deonna Purrazzo to Bob Monkhouse?
Yeah, well, Bob Monkhouse would have been great in wrestling, but opportunity missed.
Shame.
Yeah, shame. Shame. So you've got your picks of your preliminary picks of Britt Baker and Kip Sabian, but do you have any other picks that you might want to go with? Or you can solidify that?
I'm going to solidify it. I've thought about Trent.
Chucky T.
I always get them two mixed up. Always have done, always will. I thought about Chucky T. I just don't see it. I don't want those two that I have no comment on, so I'm going to go with Britt Baker.
Britt Baker's your number one pick.
Yep.
Cool. So we are on Being the Elite, episode 235. It's 3 minutes and 45 seconds in.
On your mark.
So 3, 2, 1, go. Now, at the start of that, Trent looked a bit soul destroyed.
He did.
It wasn't Trent. You're getting him confused. It could be the red wine or the...
But John Silver just called himself Pizza Boy and Mustard Boy.
Mustard Boy. So it's Chucky T, Brian Pillman Jr., Anna Jay, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, Michael Stunt. Oh, if you tie, you're out.
Because you don't get anything for a pair.
No. Nothing in this game for two in a bed, in the words of Jim Bowen. So they're going to burn the first card. First card is burn and... Yeah. So John Silver's going to go down the row and give everyone a card before we start, and then we're going to go...
Vital question, are aces high or low? We'll need to ask that.
I think the high, I think he's already said that.
Oh, Sammy Guevara already been a turd.
Oh, aces high has reconfirmed it.
Yeah.
So there you go. So we have a 7 for Chucky T. And, oh, no, it's a 10, sorry. It's an 8 and he's gone lower. Brian Pillman's gone ace. It's taken a long time to decide what it's going to be. He thinks it's going to be a 10. Oh, it's a Joker. We'll burn the Joker. 7. All right, it's done again.
7's awkward.
Yeah. Britt Baker stays in. No, Anna Jay stays in. Oh, Britt Baker ties. She's out straight away. Yes. Whoa.
This is a disaster.
That is a poor performance.
You get nothing for a pair. That's unlucky.
Nothing for a pair. Marco Stump, he's got a 2. He's gone to a king. He's higher.
Bastard.
And Kip Sabian a 3. The queen is in.
Duly respectful.
Yeah. And Sammy Guevara stays in. King to a 7.
I can't believe my pick's out first round. Well, I can, but you know.
Yeah. So 8 to a jack.
Oh, he's telling John Silver to eat a boner.
Oh, is Chucky T out?
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, so Brian Pillman Jr. has taken a while to pick. He's out.
Oh, he's gone.
Anna Jay, she's got a 4, going higher.
You got to go higher on a 4.
Yeah, she's in. She's through to the next round. It's a king to a 2. Michael Stump's in. Yeah. Kip Sabian's going lower from a queen. It's an ace. He's out.
Oh, both my picks are gone.
He's saying ace is low, but no, he's out. Sammy Guevara. He's on a 7. Got a king. He went.
Did he go lower? He went lower.
He's people gone. Left that field narrowed down very quickly.
Right, please be Anna Jay.
Anna Jay or Marco Stunt to face John Silver. The BTE Championship. Oh. A 10 to a 4. Yes. Anna Jay stays in. It's a 2 for Michael Stump. Of course, Sean's going to go higher, and he does. It's a jack.
His take.
Anna Jay on a 4. Higher.
You've got to go higher.
8.
Oh, is there mid cards that are rough?
Yeah, jack and a 9. He stays in.
Okay, they're both middle of the pack.
Yeah, it's an 8.
Going lower. Yeah.
Oh, it's a 5. Yes,
come on.
Stays alive. Stays alive. Oh,
she's got the most cards and you know, she's got the most points. And what the points nah. make?
He's gone lower. Joker. Burn the Joker. Brandon Cutler didn't take the Jokers out.
What a dick.
A 4. Stays in. Anna Jay. She's gone higher. It's an 8. She stays alive. Yes. Marco Stunt now.
Please be 4, honest.
Stays in with Yeah. And she stays in with a... Oh, no, she's out. She's out. She went lower than an 8. Oh, this is only 2, so she thinks she's out. But Marcos Hunt officially wins with a 4.
I mean, fair play to John Silver for enforcing the rules properly.
Yeah.
That felt rigged.
Spotting competition, yeah. So Anna Jay got down to the final 2, but it wasn't enough. Marcos Hunt, unbelievably in a title match in AEW.
Sickening.
Absolutely sickening. So there you go. So... Yeah, I mean, who do you think covered themselves with glory in that match?
Well, Anna Jay. Fantastic. She had much more adversity to deal with than Marco Stunt. Britt Baker was a shock early exit. And I must say, I understand that you get nothing for a pair, but I do think this, I've always thought that it should just be go again with the original pick.
Yeah, the field narrowed down very quickly. And I think, you know, considering how long we went with the mustard chucking challenge or whatever it was called, you know, throwing the mustard packet, we could have allowed a draw to stay in that. I think that was,
you know, wasn't that a shame?
It really was, and in the words of Bruce Forsyth, wasn't it a shame? Didn't they do well?
I'm glad you picked up what I was putting down there.
But yeah, so I mean, you were 3-2 up, and you've now gone 3-3 over the series.
That's fine. I can deal with that. It will shock no one to know that next week I will be picking John Silver to retain. And I don't even know what they're playing next week, but Johnny Hungy, my guy.
So without even knowing what they're playing next week, you're going for Johnny Hungy?
Yeah.
So, Johnny Hungy versus Marco Stunt in a game that is down with the kids. It was very much the zeitgeist of the moment. It was doing a roundhouse kick and trying to spin the cap off a ball.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Hungy all day.
Do you think either of them will have practiced?
No.
No.
But I think Johnny's got it.
Yeah. Now, we do actually have a week off, you know, in the episodes of Being the Elite. We're going to be back here next week with episode 7, where Johnny Hungy is going to take on Marco Stunt in that spinning the cap off the bottle competition on episode 237 of Being the Elite. But in real time when this goes out, it got delayed a week. Episode 236 is the Brodie Lee tribute show.
Mm. Yeah, it was a tragic loss, Brodie Lee. Such a great talent and by all accounts a fantastic person. Yeah, loss that still felt in wrestling today as well.
Yeah, and I really think it, you know, it's a mark of the man that people seem generally, you know, it's the person that he was and the effect that he had on people that seems to be what's remembered.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And just the sheer outpouring, not even on the, we're not too far past Christmas, and the outpouring of love to Brodie Lee and his family on that day, just, you know, even just you see it on social media. Just so well regarded by his peers and fans and everybody. It's, yeah, gone far too soon.
Yeah, well said, Dan.
Sorry, I was just about to say, it's hard to know where to go from there, isn't it?
it is very hard to know where to go from there. And just want to say a massive thank you to everyone that's listening, everyone that's retweeted, everyone that's interacted with the show, everyone that's spread the message. We are, as you've probably guessed from the state of inebriation as we go through the episodes, recording these in a block. And we're not having time to get the feedback as we do in season 1, but we massively appreciate anyone that's listened to the show, anyone that's interacted with us, anyone that's got that message out there. It is really appreciated.
It really is. It makes a fun project that much more fun. And in the true spirit of playing higher or lower, I have to say, what a lovely audience. You were so much better than last week.
Excellent. Getting a bit more of those Brucey bonuses in there.
Yeah. And... Yeah, I did have another one, but I'll try and get it in before the end of the show.
Well, you don't have much time, Dan, because where can people find you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at DanGriffin21, usually tweeting a load of absolute bollocks. If you want to hear more of me talking about stuff, Head over to SJP World Media, where I'm on the Doc 2 pod with Si Powell, and we look at one episode or serial per Doc per series. And I'm also on the volley with my strike partners, the magnificent Matt Lewis and Connor from Connor Knows Footy, providing alternate commentary for Premier League games and beyond. Stick with us, who knows where we'll have been by the time it comes out. We've already ventured into the MLS. We could have stopped by AFCON or the Asian Cup or the lower leagues. We've got a lot of irons in the fire, so stick with us and see where we go.
Excellent. Yeah, very, very much looking forward to that. You can find me at UTT Roberts, really on About the Mutuals and It Is About the Followers, so I'm absolutely more than happy to follow up back on the same channel listening to this. If you go back in the archives, you can hear season one, where we went for the first and lasts of wrestling, so debuts, finales, that kind of thing. If you go into the archives as well, there's work from Danny at Scott Sugarlot and the Real Chris Bellis, and they were going through the Forgotten Storylines of Wrestling, Wrestlers of Mine, Get Them Much Love. And they had a spin-off series where they looked at every episode of Wrestle Society X and Wrestle Society Extra.
Yeah, and they took that over into the world of horror films as well. I will say it was a lot of fun covering WSX with Chris and Danny. That was brilliant and great to be on for that ride, but their work on Disgusting Awful in terms of horror movies and the coverage of them and looking into the background, it really is second to none, and I include Netflix documentaries among that. Those guys are brilliant at what they do.
They are indeed, yeah, well-researched, really worth checking out. In terms of side projects ourselves, we had Unbooking the Tankatory, where we followed the ups and downs of the in-ring career of legitimately the hardest man that ever lived, one David Tank Abbott. If you head over to the Twitter at that, at UTT Tank, you can get some hashtag tank facts.
Because we're just not running out. It's not that they'll never die. It just doesn't stop being incredible.
He doesn't. It's such as Tank Abbott can make an omelette without breaking any eggs.
Eggs Moses.
Now, live, just as I'm going through this, Mickey121752 is a town fan, up the town, Mickey, has missed the point of this, saying Chuck Norris can make an omelette without any eggs. Tank Abbott can make an omelette without any eggs or a frying pan.
Tank Abbott can make an omelette without ever having been anywhere near a chicken or anything that comes out of a chicken.
Tank Abbott can make an omelette out of Chuck Norris.
He can indeed. I've seen him do it.
Yeah, and that's going to be the reply to Mickey in a second when we finish.
Thanks for getting involved, though, Mickey. We do appreciate it.
We do. And as I say, up the town. So in terms of other side projects we've got, we're currently going through Big Daddy and Giant Haystack's Road to Wembley 1981, where 80 million people watched them and having a lot of fun in the 70s.
We are. Occasionally I get employed, which has been a lot of fun, but not nearly as fun as the education I'm putting myself through looking at the classic era of British wrestling that has been so well received. It really is heartening to see. I've enjoyed the education, but I've enjoyed the nostalgia it's brought up people, and also a couple of people like myself are delving into it for the first time and having great fun, and it just makes it even more worthwhile.
I was off work for a couple of weeks, and every day I was like doing a couple of just going on British newspaper archives and just stocking up stuff for future episodes of the jobs, and I have found some absolute Bobby Dazzlers.
I shudder to think.
Yeah, you better shudder.
I can't wait to
jobs that you can do.
I can't wait to be a gigolo in Great Yarmouth.
Yeah, no, more of a juggalo.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Superb. Well, as we say, next time we're going to be trying to spin the cap off the bottle as John Silver defends his being the Elite Championship against Marco Stunt.
We are. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be incredible. A bit more athletic competition, which is going to be interesting to get our teeth into. We've had Cerebral. We've had a bit of luck. So it's going to be very interesting. And from everyone here, and I do mean everyone, thank you for listening.
Let's play Gator Golf.
You got your Gator Golf drums and your Gator Golf balls. Sink your putt in the Gator.